Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everyone. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of Philippians. We're right at the end of it right now, as a matter of fact. And so we're going to pick up in chapter 4, beginning with verse 15. You remember yesterday that we saw that Paul had received a gift, some provision from the Philippians, and that he was just very excited about that. And he says, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord that you've revived your concern for me. You know, when you read that, it's like, well, were they not concerned? Did they turn away from him? No. We see more about that today when we begin with verse 15. But he just wanted to let them know that, you know what, I have learned to be content in every circumstance. He said, I've learned the secret of being content. Whether I'm prospering, if I'm in a humble situation, if I'm full, if I'm empty, if I have abundance, if I'm suffering need, whatever it is, he said, I've learned the secret. And the secret is that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. A verse very familiar to all of us. But then he said in verse 14, nevertheless, you've done well to share with me in my affliction. And so he's letting them know, hey, you know, I'm sort of incarcerated right here, and I had a need for some stuff, and you've done well in sharing with me. So thank you. Now, verse 15, we pick it up. You yourself also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. And so he's reminding them and letting them know, and then telling us also, that they were the only ones that supported him at the beginning. They were the ones that helped him. He said in verse 16, for even in Thessalonica you sent a gift more than once for my need. I tell you, there is such power in that. Each and every one of us are called to give, are called to share, are called to meet needs. We do it in just unlimited type of ways. Quite often we think that that's limited only to financial resources and things like that, but it's not. We are to give, we are to help, beginning with the household of faith. But there are those that the Lord gifts with that. There's actually a spiritual gift of being able to give in that way. And the Lord empowers somebody to move in that arena. If they are faithful, I can sit here and name person after person after person, that the more that they give, and I'm not talking about writing the check to the local church organization. I'm talking about giving in the way that God is moving upon an individual's heart at that moment and at that time. That's what you see in Scripture in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Let each one give according as each man is determined in his own heart. It's what the New Testament says. When Moses came and told the people, hey, God wants us to build this tabernacle thing, everybody give as you determine in your own heart. In other words, seek the Lord. See how you should give. And people say, well, no, but in the law, they had to give tithes. They had to give tenth. Well, you're right. The Jewish people had to get three tithes, as a matter of fact. Two they gave every year, and then another tithe they gave every 3 years. And that was for the nation of Israel. So it's somewhat like our tax rates, okay? The same type of thing. And so Paul's just encouraging these folks. He says, I'm so thankful for this that you have met my needs. But then he wants to clarify this, verse 17. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. So he's talking some financial terms right here. Okay, gift, profit, financial account, you know, increase to your account. He's saying it's not that I'm seeking the gift. I've learned how to live with things. I've learned how to live without things. He said, but I'm seeking for the profit that increases to your account. Well, what account is that? When you look at the balance of Scripture, there could be a couple of different things. There is the eternal account, shall we say, okay? The crowns that are being stored up in glory. The things, when we do something here, the impact that it has in eternity that we will not know until then. But then there's also the increase into your account now, okay? The increase now. And being faithful. We see that in the principle of giving, that we don't give to get back, but when we do give as led by the Lord and we're faithful in that, the Lord provides. You know,
who's it? Paul talks about that over, is it Timothy or in James? Maybe James says it. That you give and you give, but you don't have. And the reason is because you're giving out of wrong motivation. You're seeking out of wrong motivation. You know, it's talking about prayer in that instance, that you're praying, trying to get something. Well, it's the same way. You give and give, expecting, well, if I give 10%, then God has to give me 30% back. You've received your reward. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I want that profit which increases to your account within the inner man, within the spirit realm, now and later. Then verse 18, he continues on. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent. And so apparently Epaphroditus was their emissary here that he brought the stuff to. And he said, man, thank y'all so much. I've received it. It is an abundance. I am amply supplied. And then he describes what this is. What you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. He is showing them that what they have done here is pleasing to the Lord. It is a fragrant aroma and an acceptable sacrifice. They weren't doing a sacrifice to be pleasing to God, but what they sacrificed was pleasing to God. And Paul is acknowledging that what they gave was at the level of sacrifice. It wasn't just, you know, the spare crumbs off the table. It was a sacrifice. So he's letting them know that God is well pleased, well pleasing to God. Verse 19. And listen, again, another one of these verses that we know so well, but do we know the context? Well, we will now. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. People quote this all the time. People claim this all the time. And quite often it crosses the line, not my God shall supply all your needs, but my God shall supply all my greeds. You know, it nearly gets to that attitude, you know. And he's saying, know this. God is going to supply all your needs. And it's not just a basic foundational thing. It's according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You see that phrase, in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, and so many of Paul's writings, Ephesians, Philippians. It's in Christ Jesus that he's going to meet their needs. God is without limit when it comes to riches and glory. And that's what he's letting them know. He's saying, thank you so much for the abundance of this. I know it's a sacrifice, but I also know that it's a fragrant aroma and an acceptable sacrifice, and that it's well-pleasing to God. And know this, that God is going to meet your needs and take care of your needs because of your faithfulness. Now, Philippians 4, verse 20, the last verse for the day. Now, to our God and Father, be the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's two or three verses left in the book. We'll pick those up the next time. For today, know this. We should have an ear toward that which the Lord is speaking. Seeking, allow him to direct in the way that you give, in the way that you direct resources. Okay? Most of us come from backgrounds to where if not by commission, by omission, we sort of infer that there's only one way that to give, and if you don't give that way, that it's not pleasing to God. In other words, there's only one way that really counts in the eyes of the Lord, and nothing could be further from the truth. Have eyes, have the eyes of the Lord open all the time as to how he would have you move, and watch for those strange little things. Listen to those strange things. I have found that the stranger they are, the more likely that it's actually the Lord speaking to me about it. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all again next time. Goodbye.